What this lady says is true, Harry. Babu, babu, babu.
Babu, babu. Babu, 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 Junior.
Friday.
Boy, that was the sexiest you've ever sounded. Could you do that again slowly, please?
Friday.
Not as sexy the second time. I don't know what happened.
Mixing the Minute Maid.
Babu, babu. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Harry. I'm channeling Bing Crosby for reasons nobody's fully in tune with. I don't know why I am. This should be fun. We've got a whole bunch of texts. Wendy's not here, by the way, for those of you who are startled.
Not the same. Not the same without her.
It's not the same. We'll be fine. We'll get through this. You and I together, we'll get through this. She's taking the day off. She'll be back on Tuesday, as will I. All right, so during the regular show, the last segment was about me seeing an old product back on the shelf over at Jewel, and that product was Zima. And I asked the musical question, why? I don't know why anyone in their right mind would want to bring Zima back. But then you and I started kind of talking about products that should be brought back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, give me an example or two.
The Nestle's Triple Decker Bar.
Yeah, that should be back.
Which was a 1970s Nestle's candy bar, the same size as the Nestle's Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
It was three layers. Mm-hmm. Milk chocolate, white chocolate in the middle, dark chocolate on top. And need I say more?
Something for everybody.
Yeah. It's just, it was just outstanding.
Do you remember a bar, a candy bar called the, was it the 7-Up bar? Is that
yeah,
what it was called?
Yeah, 7-Up. It was in seven pieces.
It was in seven pieces, seven segments.
Right.
One of them was caramel. One of them was peanut. Mm-hmm. One of them was like a vanilla custard almost.
Cavassier
was
which
in
I never
there.
Stood, cause I never understood. It was
head of a
kids.
Mouse. One of them was just the head of a mouse with chocolate sprinkled
right.
on it.
Right.
That wasn't a good one.
No.
They shouldn't have done that
not
one.
Not at all.
Plasma was one of the flavors. I don't know why.
Yeah, you really didn't want plasma.
No, that was a bad one to have. But that was an interesting bar because it seemed to me, unless you were a frequent eater of the 7-Up bar, you didn't know which flavor was coming next. You were surprised by it.
There were certain candy bars that I, you know, for all the times that I was in a drugstore and, like, you know, they didn't have M&M's. What are you going to have? Well, mm-hmm. I'll have this, I'll have that. I never ate a bun.
Oh,
did you ever
Harry.
Eat a bun bar?
Here's my story with the bun candy bars.
Yes.
Three flavors, by the way.
Square
you had,
shape.
Yeah, square shape. Very, very European in look and feel. I don't know why, but to me, when you saw a bun bar, you said, where am I, in Belgium? No, you're here, but the bun bar gave you the feel of being in Belgium. There was the vanilla, there was the maple, and there was the caramel. You had three different flavors of bun. So when I was a kid, whenever we would go to the Osco Drug near our house, I would beg my mom and dad for a bun bar. Please let me have one. And then they'd remind me that every time I have one, I don't like it. And I'd go, no, this time I do. I love it. And then I would take a bite out of the bun bar, and it didn't do it for me.
See?
Why did I want one? I wanted the feeling of being in Belgium.
Bill, we remember things romantically.
Yeah, I think we do.
We tend to remember, if, you know, someone talks about, and really, we tend to only remember the good stuff.
Right. You're right.
You know, so if someone, like, you know, and, like, it's funny because, like, your friends can remind you why you didn't like the bun bar.
Right.
Or why you didn't like this girlfriend. But every time you think of the bun bar, you think of that girlfriend, you think, oh, it was so great.
Right. So you're saying there's some tie-in between that girlfriend and the bun bar? Is that what it is?
Yes, there is.
That's crazy. It's possible, but it's crazy.
Were you a Mallow Cup guy?
Every once in a while. Not with any regularity, but for a change of pace, why not? Now, here's the bar that needs to be brought back, and yes. I don't know why. Why would, if you're making candy bars, for heaven's sakes, go back and revisit the Chocolite bar.
Chocolite!
How good was that?
It feels, Jasmine, could we pull the sound from the Chocolite commercial?
See if
please?
You can find that, Jasmine.
It's
Jasmine has gone home. I'm looking into the producer's booth, and there's a sign on the door that says, gone fishing.
Hey, back to Bing Crosby. I must have
said something to offend her, because she just went home.
Chocolite, the commercial, feels like you're floating on
yes.
a chocolate balloon.
And you know what?
What?
That was accurate. That's the feeling you had in a chocolate bar. Now, help me with this, Harry, because I have tried my best to figure this out over the years, and I just plain out can't. You had a very, very delicious light chocolate in the Chocolite bar.
Like chocolate mousse.
Yes. But also within the context of that chocolate mousse, there were these little almost like chips.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they were. And you couldn't, like, did you ever have a food and you go, I want to know more about this food, and you've already had it, and you go, I'll just take it out of my mouth. I've chewed on it for a little bit. I've got all the chocolate off of it.
I've done that with pencils.
So then you go, let me take a look at it and identify it, and you couldn't. It would somehow either melt or there was something built into it that would make it impossible to look at. But what were those little crispy chips in there? There weren't a lot of them. They were just kind of sprinkled.
Well, it was, like, you know, it's like an ice cream. It's like when you get certain ice creams that have, like, you know, with chips in it and stuff like that. That's what
it's
I would
mystery.
Compare it to. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
If my cousin Beatrice was still alive, rest her soul, we could just check between her teeth.
Oh, she had a couple of those in there. That's interesting.
Saving them for later.
Do you remember who did the commercials? I mentioned earlier, one of the first foods I mentioned that I think needs to come back yesterday is the Marathon Bar. Do you remember who used to do the commercials for Marathon Bars?
I remember Claude was the...
Claude was the bad guy.
Right.
But Quick Carl was the good guy.
I can't eat a Marathon Bar, Quick.
Right. Which actor portrayed Quick Carl?
Kevin Spacey.
No, it's not Kevin Spacey. No. Although I think him having candy bars is probably a possibility, but it was not Kevin Spacey. What do you remember about the actor? Tell me what you remember about Quick Carl. Handsome man, kind of curlyish hair, looked like a cowboy, didn't he?
William Cott.
No, it's not William Cott.
Curly haired cowboy, Michael Landon.
No. I will tell you that he came by portraying a cowboy honestly.
Because, is it Sam Elliott?
No.
If
you're just tuning in, we're trying to determine which actor played a cowboy, Quick Carl,
in
the Marathon Bar
commercials. Troy Aikman?
No, it's not Troy Aikman. He would have been negative 12 at the time.
But he's a cowboy.
Patrick Wayne, the son of John Wayne, was Quick Carl in the Marathon commercials.
We could have been here all day.
We can. It's a bonus
night.
Hour. It's not a bonus all day and all night.
Yeah,
we have to resolve everything within the hour.
We've never gotten that.
Yeah, it's a tough trivia question. Come to my candy symposium.
I went when I was doing stuff for Good Day Chicago.
Yeah.
I went to the, I have a friend, Rich Smales. We call him Chocolate Rich. Chocolate Rich sells chocolate for a living.
Oh.
He said you should.
What a great name for him then.
Yeah. If I called him Rich Chocolate.
That would be silly.
So I went to the Candy Symposium.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
At McCormick Place.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't go this year, but I've been almost every other year.
It's
Candy Expo.
Yeah, it's Candy Expo.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you have like 82 Mike and Ikes, different flavors.
No.
And you have like Pez dispensers that you'll never see in a store, like all the prototypes and stuff like that.
That's why I can't go anymore. Because I knew more about the Pez than the Pez people knew.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little bit of a Pez throwdown because I brought up something about the Pez dispensers, and they go, no, we never made those. And I go, yeah, you did. You made them from 1968 to 1973. And they go, no, we never did. But it got a little Pez crazy in there.
Well, let me show you $7,200 worth from my house.
Right. But that's a good time, isn't it?
It is a good time. It's a great time.
Yeah.
I loved it. So we're sitting here, we're thinking, reflecting of stuff that, you know, they should bring back.
Right. There's a whole bunch of texts, by the way. There's many texts. One of them is, and I know you'll remember this, for a while after the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory came out.
Gobstoppers.
Well, they made a bunch of the candies that you saw in the movie.
Oompa Loompa.
But slightly different one. Yes, the person here mentions the Oompa Loompa candies, which were peanut butter with a little dousing of chocolate, but mostly peanut butter Oompa Loompas. Those were very good. They made the Scrumdiddlyumptious bar for a while.
They did.
They made what they just called the Wonka bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like some kind of tart, tarts.
Yeah, that came later, because that wasn't actually in the movie, but there was some, you're right, they were little, like, almost like mini sweet tarts almost, right? Yeah, yeah. Somebody said this, boy, this is helpful, too, because I mentioned how dreadful Zima is, and I didn't know why anyone would ever drink it. So here's the, from 708, the trick, Bill, with Zima is cool it to your preferred drinking temperature, and then drop one of your favorite flavor of Jolly Ranchers in it, and then it becomes yummy. So you would put in one, I guess watermelon is the go-to with the Jolly Rancher, sour apple.
Yeah, but I mean, do you really want to buy something that where in order to enjoy it, there has to be a trick to
it? No.
No.
It should come complete.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to add. It should come as a ready to drink.
Right. And there's something that's even better than a Jolly Rancher put in there. I can't.
A fizzy?
No.
Do you know what fizzies are?
Yes, yes, but it's not a fizzy. I'm trying to think of what it was.
Fizzies, for people just tuning in, drink tablets about the size of a quarter. You put it in water. It fizzes up. All of a sudden, you have soda. Stay away from the cola. You don't want the cola in there. That's a bad one.
These are like little
lemon, lime, and grape.
These are like little candies, and like on the commercial, Mentos.
Oh, Mentos, the French maker.
Right. Put Mentos in the Zima instead.
Oh, that sounds interesting. But then you get a very minty drink.
Well, I'm not talking about the taste. The taste I've given up on. I'm talking about the effect, the impact.
All right. Here's a couple more. These are by way of text from our last segment. What is the product? What is the food product they need to bring back? I'll just say one word to you. You tell me what you know about it. Kugel.
Kugel is a Jewish treat.
That's not the same kugel. That is also a correct answer.
Yes.
It's like a Jewish noodle dish.
Yes, exactly what
kugel.
It is.
But for a while, they made something called kugel that was like peanut butter, chocolate, and jelly all together. This was the song. Peanutty Kugel with the cuckoo googly eyes, and then they had this like peanut butter monster dancing around,
like the googly eyes.
Yeah. It's like, remember the song Barney Google?
Yeah.
That's when Google meant something, not like today with these kids with their computers. Jazz, see if you can find that on YouTube. A commercial for peanut butter Kugel. I'm saying it right?
Kugel,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, Kogle.
Yes.
Right. See if you can find that commercial for us. Peanut butter Kugel. So that would have been...
Kugel, by the way, Jasmine, is delicious.
Early 70s on that?
Kugel?
Right, around the early 70s.
Kugel, I believe, was made first in the 1700s.
No. 1700s for
I don't
Kugel?
Know. You don't think Dolly Madison ever made Kugel?
What's the one that still exists where it's a jar, and inside the jar you get peanut butter and jelly kind of interspersed? Oh, that still exists?
Yeah, Goober. Is it called Goober?
Goober.
Yeah.
It is Goober.
Yeah.
George Lindsay, by the way, furious. Getting none of that money.
No.
Getting no money.
None of that good peanut butter and jelly Goober money.
They took the name Goober, which is synonymous with his acting genius. He gets nothing. Not happy.
Poor guy.
Poor guy is right. What about this one? You may have mentioned this one, Jell-O Pudding Pops.
I did not mention it. I didn't even know those were off the market.
Oh, yeah. For quite a while.
Oh, I'm
for
sorry
quite
to hear.
A while.
Sorry to hear the
847 mentions one of my all-time favorites. I'm hoping so badly you remember this. Pillsbury made these in the late 1960s in honor of the space program.
Oh, space food sticks.
Space food sticks.
Space food sticks, sure.
So good.
We would take them to school.
Yep.
We would take them in car rides.
Yeah, you'd take them to the moon.
Yeah, take them. It's the stuff the astronauts took. That's Tang.
Tang was the stuff.
Right.
Did you ever do this as a kid? My brother and I... Because we wanted to be so much like Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong, our breakfast consisted of Tang and space food sticks, because we were sure that's what the astronauts were eating.
No.
Because we were told that that's what the astronauts were eating.
We never did that, but here's what we did do. You know, so you know how like most parents say you can't have sugar-frosted cereal?
Yes.
So all we had was sugar-frosted cereal. There were many days when in our closet we had more sugar-frosted cereal than most Jules, most Dominoes.
Yeah,
combined.
That's a lot of sugar, Harry.
So what we would make forts and put them around our bowl.
Oh, really?
So there's three brothers, and you know, my brother Danny and my other brother Danny.
Yeah, I think the other one's Billy.
Okay, so we would have like nine different cereal boxes.
Yeah.
And because mom was like a dentist's dream. And we would have like nine different cereal boxes. And so we would sit there and like nobody could see like what cereal the other guys were eating.
You're just pounding
like
every cereal you could find.
Friends used to love sleeping over at our house because in the morning they had like, cereal from heaven.
We used to do, all right, so there was a candy, and I think this candy still exists, called Lick-A-Maid.
Oh, yeah, look amazing. Right? It still exists.
It's just basically, it's colored sugar is all it is, flavored colored sugar. And then you also had a dipping stick that you'd put in there. You'd dip the into the sugar.
By the way, who are you to take away my love of Lick-A-Maid and just reduce it to, hey, all it is colored sugar.
That's all it is. Lick-A-Maid is colored sugar. That's it.
Still not in my heart of hearts.
No, there's more to it in your heart of hearts, but the practicality is it's just colored sugar. So when we would run out of Lick-A-Made, which was fast, because he didn't get as much Lick-A-Made as a package as we should have gotten, we would make our own by taking an entire container of Weiler's drink mix and just drinking it, the powdered drink mix. And my mom would see it. Like, normally, if you're a mom, you go, hey, that's too much sugar. But my mom would go, what are you guys having? And we go, we made our own Lick-A-Made. And she'd go, that's great. And we would just drink it all day.
Well, we'll just have to disagree. Lick-A-Made means one thing to you, and but means another thing to me.
You're saying there's more to it than just it being colored sugar?
Yes.
What else could there be?
Well, and of course, Schwarzenegger, he has a whole different definition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So true. Let me see if I can just find one more. Oh, see if you'll remember this one. Because I remember this one. If you're just joining us, these are foods that have gone away that various listeners want to bring back. For a while at McDonald's, they experimented with this. It didn't last long.
Yes.
But it was their own kind of ice cream. Do you remember what it was called? This listener does.
Of course, they have ice cream now, but...
They do have it again. This was their very first foray into the world of frozen treats. And what was it called? McDonald's. So this would have been, my guess is, right around 1970 or 71. If I'm off, I'm off by a year or two.
I'm going to say Mick Rainbow Cone.
No.
What?
Triple Ripple.
I do.
You don't
not,
remember that
I,
at all?
No memory of that whatsoever.
It was Neapolitan ice cream, of course. Mm-hmm. That's your triple right there. And the ripple is because they dipped it in bourbon. I remember parents were like, this was so good. Why did you dip it in bourbon? And then, you know, the clown would just laugh. That's what they do. All right, we'll take a quick break. Ryan Burrow joins us. We'll find out what's going on in the news. And then our friend Jerry Nunn to present Nunn on the Run. He'll tell you what events are coming up in Chicago. Stick around. More ahead. Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff. It's Harry Tynowitz. This is the bonus hour. Wendy will be back on Tuesday. Here's a text, Harry, that I think you'll enjoy. Hey, Bill. Hey, Harry. I am going into a diabetic coma listening to you guys. I think that's a compliment, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I consider that to be a compliment. Ryan Burrow joins us right now with the news. But, Ryan, before we get to the news, you had one of these that you just mentioned. That why don't they make this anymore? They should bring this back. What is it?
Oboises.
Hold on a second. Go on.
Oboises. Remember the potato chips?
Oboises are oboisterous.
Yeah, well, late 80s, maybe early 90s.
Yeah.
I think kettle chips now, like those kettle potato chips, are very similar. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind having another bag of those.
Here's one. You're too young to remember this. Harry, I hope you will remember this. For a while, Libby's, and it says Libby's on the label.
You will like it on your table.
All right, so Libby's made this thing. We used to have these things 100 years ago called TV dinners,
which
was a dinner in a metallic tray. And when you were done with dinner, you licked the tray. It was fun. It was
and
a metal.
And that's when you listened to President Nixon speak. Right. Yes. Like his address. Yes.
They sang about it in Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes. All right. So for a couple of years, they made these things for kids. They were TV dinners specifically for kids called Sundown Supper, Circus Supper, and Safari Supper. With a hamburger that might have been maybe a half an ounce of meat.
I was going to say like an eighth of an ounce.
An eighth of an ounce of meat. Okay. Even like a White Castle, just in comparison, was like the Empire State Building next to this little hamburger. A little mini hot dog. I don't remember what the Safari Supper was. Maybe mac and cheese, maybe?
Could be.
Very, very, very small portions. But you would put your tray in this 3D environment so it looked like you were either at the circus or in the Old West or on a safari. That's all we cared about. The nutrition didn't mean anything.
No, and it probably tasted horrible. But you got to set up the whole...
The cardboard was actually more nutritious if you ate that afterwards than the actual meal itself.
Libby the kid.
All right, it is news time right now. Here with the news is Ryan Burrow. Ryan, thanks so much. Before we introduce Jerry Nunn, Harry, a bunch of texts have come in. We're talking about the return of Zima, what I consider to be the worst tasting drink in the history of the planet Earth. Several people agreeing with me. I do have to say there have been a scattering of people who are thrilled that it's back. We're tracing all those texts.
Good.
To find out exactly where those texts came from.
Can I tell you a Zima story? I'm sorry.
Yeah, please.
Okay,
absolutely.
So I was in a fraternity in college and...
Phi Delta Zima.
Yes, exactly. I actually was moving into the fraternity. It was a late night, and I was moving into the fraternity, and police came by, and they noticed that there was a lot of activity going on in my fraternity house. And police officers came in and they started giving everyone a breathalyzer, the people who are underage. And I actually had nothing to drink that day, so I was fine, although I think I was 21 anyways. But they went up to one of my friends and they made him take a breathalyzer, and he blew like a .04 or something. Mm-hmm. Like something pretty small. And then the police officer turns to him and goes, "Ah, looks like we've got a Zima man."
The ultimate slam.
I will never forget that. Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect. Somebody said they should call it what it really is, which is rotten Sprite. I'll take that. But I think the best assessment of the taste of Zima is, hey, Bill, Harry, that's basically nail polish remover, isn't it? Yeah. Similar.
It will take. It's what I used to take off my toenail polish every day.
The Zima? Jerry Nunn joins us right now. You know him. You know the segment. It's Nunn on the Run. How are you, Jer? Nice to see you.
I'm great. Thanks
Hold
for
on.
Having me.
There you are. Sorry, okay. I couldn't find you for a second. Were you at... There was a party here at WGN a few nights ago.
Yes.
It was you.
I saw you, and you were surrounded by... You had so many fans at the party, I couldn't get through.
Let's come to that.
You had security around you or something. I didn't know what it was, but I couldn't get over to you.
I had insecurity around me. The opposite of security. I'm so sorry I didn't get to talk to you, because I know wherever you are... The elite are, the famous people are. That's how you are.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, there's always something going on in Chicago, and I like to take advantage of it.
Who did you get to meet that night that you hadn't met before? Was there anybody here? For people who don't know, this was mostly our advertisers, a handful of listeners, some PR people. Was there anyone here that you met for the first time?
Not for the first time. I caught up with a lot of PR people that I had known, and then just seeing the gang and everything. And
it's fun.
And I also, so the Polo catering people, I had worked there for a weekend, so they all knew me. So I was hanging out with the back of the house, in the kitchen, eating snacks. So it was great.
That's a good time.
Yeah,
that's
I had a great time.
Did it feel like the first time?
A little.
Feels like the very first time here.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice to see you. I'm sorry that we didn't get time to spend together. It's
That's
just
okay.
It was a fast evening. There was a lot of moving around, a lot of quick things.
The next party.
Next party for sure.
Yeah.
Have you, since we saw you last, we had you in a month ago. Have you been hanging out with any of those famous people that you like so much?
I had a great time at Wizard World. I had a blast.
Who did you hang out with at Wizard World?
I hung out with Uhura.
Michelle Nichols.
I hung out with her.
How's she doing? Is she good?
She's well, she is health-wise, she says she's doing very well.
Good.
Her hearing's kind of bad, so I had to do an email interview with her before. And but then I got to talk to her, you know, at the show.
Of course, she is part of the first biracial kiss.
Yeah.
Ever Shane on
William
television.
Shatner.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and I had her doll as a kid. I had the Star
Amigo
Trek.
Dell?
Yes.
Yeah,
I did. I love
it. Did she ever tell you the story about how she was going to, at some point, quit the show, Star Trek? She felt she had gone as far as she could. And Martin Luther King convinced her to stay on Star Trek.
Wow.
That's amazing.
How cool is that?
I'd say yes. I would stick around.
Yeah. He said to her, he goes, "You have no idea the importance you play in African Americans being on television. You need to reconsider and stay in this job." And because of that, she did.
He was right.
He was right.
Yeah. So I hung out with Ernie Hudson.
From Ghostbusters.
Saw him.
Yeah.
And Law and Order.
And Law and Order, right. Right.
Yeah, I hung out with my old roommate that I told you about. We got to hang out for a little bit and run around.
Remind me of who this is.
Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville.
How about that? Lex Luthor and Jerry were roommates.
We were roommates. And then he introduced me to Tom, you know, Superman.
Was his plan to thwart Superman?
He wasn't in the comics. I was in the comics.
Oh, you were.
He was not. But he kept saying that I put him in his first show. And he was in the radio. He's actually
a
radio. He has a great voice. Yeah, he has a really good voice. And I put him in his first show. So he was all appreciative.
What was the first show that you put him in?
It was a children's show called that I directed. It was The Crying Princess and the Golden Goose, and I gave him a small part, and he got to know the theater people, and then he kept staying
in
the
theater. And that worked for him.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that on behalf of
society.
And
then next thing you know, he's in a Clint Eastwood movie. I mean, right out of school.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Speaking of that show, have you guys ever seen the show Riverdale?
Yeah, I know that's the Arch. It's the update on the Arches.
Right. Is that your roommate?
No, but it's Michael Kopech's girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, right.
The White Sox new star rookie pitcher.
She plays Veronica or Betty?
I would have had to have seen the show, I guess. I don't know. I just know she's on Riverdale.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent.
So it's be a good show.
That's excellent.
All right. We need to get into September.
What's coming up in September?
So you know, everyone's going back to school. Tons of things in the city. I mean, we have so much stuff, so we're just going to have to cram it in.
Go for it.
Badia.
Yeah. So I'm, first off, Chicago Gourmet. If you've not been to Chicago Gourmet, you need to go to this event. I started going about 4 years ago.
They have like fancy stuff.
Fancy stuff, right? Gourmet. It's at Millennium Park. It's by Bon Appetit.
Yeah.
It's September 26th to the 30th. And it's all different chefs and samples and cooking demonstrations all over Millennium Park. I mean, they take over the whole area.
Oh, that sounds good.
Up on the stage and everything like that, Pritzker Pavilion.
So do you pay one admission price?
Yes.
Or you pay
one fee and then you go in and there can be bad lines. So you want to like, the seafood, you want to get too quick.
Yeah. Because
that line's always crazy every year.
All right.
Then you can go watch on the stage, you know, Chef Art Smith will be there, you know, a big variety of people will be, doing cooking demonstrations, a lot of top chefs. So it is really impressive. I've been really impressed with it.
And this takes place when again?
September 26th to the 30th.
You can get tickets now, though, right, online?
You can get tickets now, yeah.
All right, get them while you can.
It's right away.
All right.
Donut Fest at the Zoo. Have you heard about this?
Mm-mm, tell me more.
I didn't know about this. I heard about it. September 8th, it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lincoln Park Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's different donuts, and then they're going to do fun animal things like African penguins being fed and a polar bear chat.
Who are they feeding the African penguins to?
That's the problem.
No, they're going to feed the little guy.
They'll give them whatever African penguins.
Fish, maybe.
They like fish.
I think.
And donuts, right? They have
they
to have donuts.
Have some donuts.
It's
maybe.
Donut day.
Right.
All right. So are these, when you say donut day there, are these donut purveyors that are like the big, like Stan's Donuts is really big right now?
Yeah, I asked which donuts, right. Mm-hmm. I did. I asked them which donuts, but they haven't released that information yet. So it's going to be a surprise when get there. But it benefits the zoo, and they gave me a promo code people can use.
What is cool?
If they just type in none, N-U-N-N.
Whoa.
They get a discount.
Some savings.
Yeah,
good.
Donutfest at thezoo.com.
Is this something that...
Jerry gives you the scouting report, you know, go to the seafood place for... And he gives you the
code.
Yeah, get a
discount. I mean, I want to help people out and go.
Jerry, have they done Donut Day in the Zoo in the past, or is this a first time
I believe it's in the past. It's the first time I've heard about it, though,
yeah.
So
all right.
I was glad to talk
new
about
to
it.
Us.
Yeah.
All right.
Tootsie the Musical's coming. I just got an email about that.
Well, it's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Of course,
Dustin Hoffman is an actor who cannot get cast in anything because he's too temperamental. He's like too diehard of an actor, and he won't sell out. And he's got a friend who's auditioning for a female role.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He goes, and he becomes like the biggest soap opera star there is in America.
No spoilers here.
It's
early. That's the movie.
How does it end, Harry? What happens at the very end?
Roseanne dies.
Oh gosh.
This seems like a story, though, that would lend itself very well to a Broadway-style musical, doesn't it?
Yes, and we're getting it before New York, so they're trying it again.
Previews here.
Like they did with Cher, you know, other shows.
And they just did a musical version of Groundhog Day. Right?
Groundhog Day. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Groundhog Day on Broadway. Groundhog Day made it on Broadway.
In New York.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, right.
I didn't know about that. Huh. That's cool.
Who do we know? Like, who's connected with this? Are there any names either starring in it or, who?
So I interviewed Santino Fontana.
Yeah.
And he's from, like, Frozen. He did the voice in Frozen.
Oh.
So he's going to be the main star. It's updated. It's not set back in that time period.
It's modern day?
Yeah. So I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm really looking forward to seeing what
it's doing.
But it's September 11th through October 14th at the Cadillac Palace.
Oh. Nice
Sounds
theater.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, so it should be fun.
Tootsie the Musical.
Yes, Tootsie the Musical. The Reeling Film Festival is coming back. It's an annual LGBT film festival that they have in Chicago. Rupert Everett's coming for this new movie called Happy Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's going to be good.
Was he in My Best Friend's Wedding?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's doing the red carpet. I mean, he's coming to Chicago to promote this thing.
Actor.
It's about Oscar Wilde, I believe, the movie.
Oh.
So, and that is he's coming September 27th. So he'll be at the Music Box, red carpet. So it's a lot of, but there's a whole lineup at Reeling Film Festival.
I hope you get to hang out with him because he seems like a good guy.
I think he'll be fine. Yeah, I'll let you know how he is.
Please.
Yeah,
I enjoy
we'll
him.
We'll have to make that happen.
If you give him your code, he'll like you a lot.
Yeah, he saved money on donuts at the zoo.
I need a code for the Reeling. I mean, I'm in the LGBT community. I should have a code for that. So lots of good concerts coming up. We have Ravinia. Always has a great show out there.
They still, I know they say this in the ads, and you go, well, it's a summer concert series, and now the summer's winding down. They can't still have that many good people. But every time I hear the ad, there's more bigger, better names.
Yeah.
They just keep on coming.
Right. It's winding down a little bit, but 50 Cent on September 6th. Tony Bennett's coming back. You know, it's not a year without Tony Bennett in Ravinia. He's going to be there September 8th.
How does he manage to still keep such a great voice? Mm-hmm. Like, he's been doing this a long, long time, and when you hear him today, you're hearing the Tony Bennett of old. It's like his voice doesn't
change
at all.
Forget about the voice. He remembers, like, who he is.
He's a right.
Right.
There's that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
One of my friends ran into him at a club up in New York.
Yeah. Ooh.
And he was just hanging out with his wife, and everybody was just in awe that he was in this little jazz club.
I'm going to say something, and you tell me if you think somebody can beat this. Mm-hmm. In the history of cool-looking older guys, there's Cary Grant, and there's Tony Bennett, and that's it.
Connery?
Sean Connery is still cool because he's James Bond, so he's going to be cool forever.
Okay.
But some guys like Cary Grant and Tony Bennett just get better and cooler as they get older. I don't know what their secret is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or their donut code. I don't know what their donut code is.
Gypsy Kings are going to be up there too, September 14th.
Like the Gypsy Kings?
Yeah, and then I just interviewed a choral director that's doing a Matthew Shepard tribute on September 12th. So
very nice.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff up there. Wrigley Stadium is still rocking. They keep having concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Fall Out Boys coming.
I ask, when they show, because I honestly don't know the answer to this, but when they have a band inside Wrigley, do they show it? You know that park that they've set up outside with the giant TV?
Yeah, yes.
Do they show it on there or do they not show it on there?
I haven't been outside during, I've been inside the park for the concerts.
Yeah.
But I have not been outside. I would think they would show it.
That'd be a good spot.
Yeah, it'd be a perfect spot.
You can certainly hear it.
Yeah. Is it called Gallagher Way, right. So that little, I shouldn't say enclosed, but it's not like it used to be when Yum Yum Donuts was there.
Yeah, I miss Yum Yum Donuts. Pete's Freeze.
Yeah, for a long time. Yeah.
Jerry, you know, I know you weren't going to, you know, get into like a political thing here, but, you know, so Laura Ricketts, who's one of the four Ricketts kids that owns the, they're all, of course, grown adults now.
But she's
the first openly gay owner in professional sports.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Mm. And the Cubs just traded for Daniel Murphy, who's like this great hitter that's always beaten the Cubs. He's a Cubs killer. When he was with the Mets 3 years ago, single-handedly, he eliminated the Cubs from the playoffs.
Okay.
And he has made comments in the past like he disagreed with the gay lifestyle.
Right.
And Major League Baseball has an ambassador for gay inclusion, Billy Bean, who went out and said, okay, you need to chillax, dude, and let's spend time together. Yeah. So he said Daniel Murphy has been very cool about spending time with him and getting to know him, but he still has said he disagrees with the gay lifestyle.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're like, of all people, to have him come to a team, Laura Ricketts.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
So
I heard about this controversy, actually, and it's not a gay lifestyle. It's not some lifestyle I just picked to, you know,
sure, course.
Like a shirt I put on for the day.
Right. I think Friday, let's have the gay lifestyle.
Yeah. I was born that way. I did hear about this. They just did a big out at Wrigley Field.
Right.
So they did
they do it every year.
Yeah. So this was, you know, they're still going to keep doing it. That's why we need to have events like that. That's why we have Gay Pride. That's why we have all this stuff. Because some people think of it as just some fun lifestyle. And it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. So, all right, we're going to talk about Riot Fest. We got to talk about that.
What do you know about Riot Fest?
Riot Fest is September 14th to the 16th in Douglas Park. Mm-hmm. You know, they moved it a few years ago. It has got the best lineup ever. I mean, you guys will love the lineup.
Who's part of it?
So you have Blink 182.
Like them a lot.
Big.
Beck is always
Elvis
good.
Costello.
Love Elvis Costello.
And, okay, here's the best one. Yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Really?
I mean,
well, he's going to compete with Tony Bennett.
He's aging well. Yeah, it's like
he's aging.
Yeah,
he doesn't look well.
He doesn't look Tony Bennett cool.
Right.
Oh, tough crowd here.
Right.
Okay.
But that's, I mean, honestly, that's four very diverse acts, each of them strong in their own right, thrown together. That's solid. That's a great lineup.
And that the park is so fun because they have rides. They have roller coaster rides and games and all kinds of stuff around all the different stages.
Something like a riot.
It's a riot. It's a blast.
It's Riot Fest, Harry.
Elvis Costello is like just one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
And I've never seen him, so I should definitely go.
Oh, you should go.
You've got to go.
I've never seen him.
You've got to go.
I've always liked his music. The same night, though. So here's the choices. You have to make choices in Chicago.
Oh, Harry and I aren't good at the choices.
September 14th is the 27th annual Green Tie Ball.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Friday. Right. It conflicts with some stuff. Yeah. But that is September 14th at the Gerriardi. I have trouble saying that one. But Red Foo from LMFAO is going to be there. He did the party rock anthem.
Okay.
I think wears the crazy glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So I have to get a photo with him, of course.
Yeah.
And
you'll have the second craziest glasses in that photograph.
Yeah, I got to
bring
it. You
know that, right?
Yeah. This year the theme is green eggs and glam.
Brilliant.
Yes. So that's a really fun event.
Green eggs and glam.
I missed Nine Inch Nails last year at Riot Fest because I went to, you know, the green tie ball.
So what are you going to do this year? How do you make that decision? You could do both. It's not going to be easy, but you could swing both. No,
I can't.
Too hard?
I can't. Douglas Park is far. Mm. Yeah, and this is... So I don't think so. I want to meet Red Foo, so that's why I'm going to go.
Couldn't you clone yourself for one night?
I know.
Clone yourself,
we need
Jerry?
More nuns in the world. Oh, my gosh. So, I didn't tell you. So, there's a new nun movie. There's a nun movie coming out.
Oh, I know this. I keep seeing...
Did you hear about
it? It's called The Nun.
It's called The Nun. N-U-N. It's September 7th.
Do you know they had to stop showing the trailer on was it on YouTube?
Yes.
Because people were having heart attacks.
It was so scary that they had
stopped.
To stop. It was a shocking thing that they they had to stop.
Did you ever see the trailer?
I'm going to see it as soon as the show's over.
Can I tell you what happens in it? In just the trailer. I'm not giving away any secrets.
Okay.
There's a woman who is a nun, and she's walking down the catacombs of an old church, and she's being followed by an older nun. So your eye is on that, like she's right behind her. So she's walking down the catacomb, down the aisle, and you see her, and you go, well, that the older nun is going to do something horrible to this young nun. And then when you're watching her, this other one comes out of nowhere, just like an even scarier nun than the old nun, and just goes, ah, and just knocks the nun down. Oh, scary.
Whoa, it's like Star Wars.
It's
set in an abbey.
Star Wars. Yeah.
When they're inside, when they're in the belly of the beast.
Oh, right. A little,
just like
a
it.
Little
I mean,
bit.
Just like it, Harry. Exactly.
A little
like
bit.
It.
No, because you think. You
and then
think
Tony
this,
Bennett,
you
like
think,
when you're not looking, you, and all of a sudden Tony Bennett shows up.
You think that,
the Pope.
You think
the Pope.
You think they're going to get eaten by this big creature, and that bigger creature eats that creature.
No, that's true.
Scarier creature gets the scary creature.
I get it. Yeah. Well, go see the nun.
What's going on with all these cool nuns, Harry? Every time I think everything's safe, a nun jumps out at me.
Man, this is really good.
This is rocking.
So, yeah, that's the fifth part of the Conjuring franchise. I don't know if you guys have kept up with that.
Yeah.
It's real scary.
It looks frightening.
Yeah.
When does that open? Does that open? And not next week, right? September 7th.
Yeah, it's coming up. I'm going to screening early. So. They're having that done early. I thought about wearing the habit, but I don't know.
Do you get offered money under the... Don't tell us by who, but do some people offer you money under the table to say good things about their event, no matter what?
No, absolutely not.
No, that's illegal.
Absolutely not. I find these things, and they're things I think are interesting, and I hope other people do, but no one's ever done that.
Yeah.
I mean, the most they give me is a sandwich at a restaurant.
Well, that's not bad.
That's like, you know, I mean, I get to go to the event sometimes, but I mean, that's not why I do it.
Right.
I think that they're interesting places and things to do in Chicago.
Yeah, there is. There's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
There is. I don't want it to seem like I'm using you, but give your donut code out one more time.
That's N-U-N-N,
yep.
My last name.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, and that's at donutfest@thezoo.com.
Oh, that sounds like a good time. Mm-hmm. Jerry, it's always good to see you. I'm sorry we didn't spend more time together at the open house the other day. But
next
you
time.
Were bit. Or next time, we'll do it in a year. It'll be fun. All right, that's Jerry Nunn. It's Nunn on the Run. Harry and I will close things up in just a little bit. Stick around for that. It's WGN. Harry, that's it.
Elfine, as they say at the end of foreign films. Elfine.
It seems like we just get started.
And before you know it, comes the time you have to say so long.
Well, I'd always have a pleasure in Jasmine Cooper, who's filling in for your executive producer today, normally played by Jasmine Cooper.
Jasmine is filling in for herself today, yes.
You guys are too funny.
Oh.
What a show, Jazz.
What a
Thank
show,
you.
Jazz.
Thanks for having me here, and Wendy and Bill will be back Tuesday.
We're all going to go to the pump room now and celebrate the show's completion.
Booth one.
Booth one. Couple be there. That'll be fun. Wendy's back on Tuesday. I'm back on Tuesday. You'll come back eventually.
I will look forward to that day. And, of course, Carm and I have White Sox Weekly on Saturday at 3:30.
Saturday at 3:30.
From
White
the park.
Sox Weekly. That's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Greatly appreciated. Thanks to Jerry Nunn for stopping by for Nunn on the Run. He's got his own donut code.
Nunn better.
Nunn. Oh, is that nice? Masterfully crafted. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Zima. Bye, Harry.
Bye, Bill.